Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Employee Content Boosts Sales Without Brand Risk. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that'll make you rethink your marketing strategy. Employee posts about your company can drive 8 times more engagement than your official brand posts. 8 times. But here's the catch. One wrong video from a team member can tank your reputation overnight. So the question becomes, how do we unlock this marketing goldmine without gambling our brand's future? Let's start with why employee content is such a sales powerhouse. The numbers don't lie. Employee-generated content generates 561% higher reach than official brand content. Think about that for a moment. Your employees aren't just team members. They're walking, talking authenticity machines. When customers see a real person, someone they can relate to, using your product or talking about your company culture, something magical happens. They trust that employee's recommendation 3 times more than they'd trust a message from the CEO. It's human nature. We trust people who feel like us, not polished corporate messaging. This authentic social proof translates directly to higher conversion rates and dramatically lower customer acquisition costs. But let's be honest about the flip side. The risk is real. Employees can accidentally share confidential information, make claims your legal team would cringe at, or post content that's completely off-brand. In regulated industries, one compliance misstep can trigger investigations. I've seen one viral negative post undo months of careful brand building in a single afternoon. Here's a story that illustrates both sides perfectly. A clothing retailer decided to give employees complete freedom to post outfit videos using company products. Within 3 months, sales from employee-shared content jumped 240%. Success story, right? Not quite. One enthusiastic employee made unverified sustainability claims that caught the FTC's attention, triggering a costly investigation. The solution wasn't to shut down the program, it was to create smart guardrails while preserving authenticity. The framework that works starts with clear, simple content guidelines. Think of it like giving someone directions to your house. You want them to get there, but you need to tell them which roads to avoid. Provide branded hashtags and key messaging points that employees can customize in their own voice. Create incentive programs that reward on-brand sharing. Most importantly, monitor both engagement metrics and brand sentiment so you can catch issues before they become crises. Here's what you can do this week. Draft a simple 1-page employee content guideline. Include 3 topics your team can freely discuss, 3 topics that are off limits, and 1 contact person for approval on anything in between. Test this with 5 willing employees before rolling it out company-wide. You'll be amazed at how this simple structure unleashes creativity while protecting your brand. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.